As you're driving in your car, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, have you ever wondered about retirement, no matter what age you are? Have you ever wondered what life will be like when you can sit down and look back on your career? Have you ever wondered about saving up and what that's like, the reality of that? Are you dealing with that today? And what about, of course, that wonderful experience of getting older and staying healthy? What about NFL football players? What about guys that have sacrificed their bodies in a way no one can imagine? The collisions, the intensity, the contrast of heat and cold. Well, we're going to be joined by Jerry Kramer and Willie Davis, two true Green Bay Packer Hall of Famers, people that are Hall of Fame human beings as well, to talk about the Gridiron Greats Assistance Funds and what they're doing to help former players. And before we do that, in just a second, we're going to use a little bit of a clip from Dick Vermeil about this upcoming matchup today, the Super Bowl and the Chicago Bears running game, which some people aren't showing a lot of respect for.
I think they're a very fine running game. I think they're very good. And if the game is close enough where they can keep running and don't have to score a lot of points to win, they'll win the football game. But if they have to keep scoring to stay up with Indianapolis, then they won't win the game. You know, those two offensive tackles, Tate played for me for 3 years, as did the right tackle, Fred Miller. So I know they have two fine tackles. They have an all-pro center. I don't know much about the two guards, so one is an old-timer, but it's a fine offensive line. So I think they can run against anybody if they want to. It's just how many times can you run, and it's all dependent upon how they stop Indianapolis.
Another thing that Dick Vermeil was talking about is artificial turf. The Colts are not nearly as good running on artificial turf, excuse me, on grass as they are on artificial turf. And if it's a wet field, it could make a big difference. Willie Davis, Jerry Kramer, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nick.
How are you guys?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Nick. I'm here in Southern California, and I wished I was down there to watch the game, but I'm sure I will enjoy it anyway.
Well, you know, I want to talk with you, Willie Davis, being the great defensive lineman that you were, about the effect of grass and a wet field versus, of course, artificial turf. And you too, Jerry Kramer, the author of the famous block in the Ice Bowl and what it's like, the field conditions. We'll talk just briefly about the Super Bowl and then talk about this Gridiron Greats and how important it is to support the former players. We're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122. If you want to hear about retirement, about how you deal with the end of your life with grace and dignity, you got to listen to these guys. Stay with us. Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Petroni Vineyards produces the world's finest gold medal estate wines, prized by wine connoisseurs and enthusiasts. Experience Petroni Vineyards Paggio alla Pietra with its rich, seductive flavors. And Petroni Vineyards Tuscan-style extra virgin olive oil is prized by gourmets to create sumptuous recipes. To enjoy these culinary delights, visit PetroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today. PetroniVineyards.com.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
What would you do with the extra money if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Secure your retirement? Pay for college? Invest in real estate? Travel? Is your home paid for free and clear? Or do you have a 30, 40, or even 50-year mortgage? Or worse, are you making interest-only payments with no reduction on the debt? If so, you're on a treadmill going nowhere fast. At United First Financial, we have great news. Our average client will pay off their 30-year mortgage in as little as 8 to 11 years, potentially saving thousands in interest. You don't need to refinance your existing mortgage. You don't need to make more money, and there's no need to alter your current lifestyle. Our Money Merge account can help you own your home years sooner, wipe out your debts, and have real financial independence. Our program works with fixed rate, interest only, and even NEG-AM loans. This is not a buy biweekly mortgage program or a debt roll-down plan. Again, no refinance of your mortgage is needed. To receive our free DVD, please call 800-300-1096. That's 800-300-1096.
When other people say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now says, where would you like to sit? From the 50-yard line to orchestra seats to courtside, Tickets Now has the best seats for the biggest events. Go to TicketsNow.com today and select from the largest selection of premium seats for every major sports, concert, or theater event in North America. Available now at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
That was Marv Levy, and nobody this week wants to lie in the fetal position and whimper. And Marv Levy got back up and became a Hall of Fame coach. He was talking about when he was first fired by the Chiefs. Dick Vermeil lost that Super Bowl, came back and won one. And, you know, this show, if it's anything, tries to show how some people can find their hero in them. And we're going to talk about that in a second with Jerry Kramer and with Willie Davis. Coming up in a second, Gary McCord from CBS Golf and Kevin Young, 13-year Major League Baseball player, about protege sports and how we can extend this wisdom from years playing under the intense scrutiny of the spotlight, and how we can give those skills of the sports we played to the next generation. Here is Dick Vermeil on the running game, and Willie Davis, I'd like your comment on what a difference it makes.
Well, they played at home on artificial surface. If you check their numbers, they were much better at home against the run playing on artificial surface than they were on grass. They're also much better pass rushers on artificial surface. That's, I think, the problem they're going to have Sunday's ball game. They're playing on natural grass, and if it's good and firm, it won't hurt them as much, but if it's soggy, a little bit soft, it could hurt them a lot.
That's Dick Vermeil. Willie, again, thanks for joining us. As a player, had to play up there in the Ice Bowl. You had to play on all sorts of different surfaces. What difference does it make?
Well, you're right. I've played on a lot of different surfaces, and I can tell you one thing, that a good running game, planned well and with good execution, will probably prevail for you. I honestly believe that any chance the Bears have to win is with their running game.
Jerry Kramer, what about you? And knowing that you had to get some leverage there in the Ice Bowl itself for that final big block, what insights into getting the right cleats, or, you know, what insight can you give us in terms of how the Bears or the Indianapolis Colts will have an edge on grass?
Well, you know, I think there's a good running game is fundamental to virtually any offense, and the better you run the ball, the better you pass the ball, the better your offense is. It's a very actually finely balanced, delicate game, in spite of the fact that it's played by guys who weigh 300 pounds. You know, a running back gets through here and he's almost tackled, he's almost grabbed, they grasp at him, and it's just really a very finely tuned exercise when you're out there. And certainly for me, grass was wonderful, and mud, and rain, and snow, and ice. I love the elements. I love to play in the worst conditions possible. I just thought that was wonderful. I really enjoyed myself. We had a huge rainstorm and a thunderstorm. I'm having a great time. But I never did get to play on the artificial turf, but I know that has been a difficult thing for a lot of guys who did. But, Nick, the strain on the joints comes on grass, it comes on artificial turf, it comes on any surface you happen to play on. The shoulders later go to hell, the knees, the hips, the back, a variety of different things, a variety of different problems. So, and that's what we're doing here today, you know, talking about our Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, and it's the problems that are after football.
And it's been a really frustrating thing to see that all the things that we fought through for those two strikes. I was player rep for the Chiefs in 82 and 87, and it's great to see the health of the game. What I want to see is people embrace the fact that it's great for everybody. Tell me, Willie Davis, what your perspective is as you look at the health of the game. What can be done to help former players make sure that they live out their years in grace and dignity?
Well, I tell you, this has been the most puzzling thing to me of all. You know, the very players that kind of form much of what the the beginning of what is now the big Super Bowl games and everything else. We paid a tremendous price for the success that exists today. I'm amazed that, frankly, players, our former players, are not taken care of better than they are now. The compensation, as pension or whatever you want to call it, it's so inadequate. Until it's hard to believe that somehow all the money that's being thrown around today is out there, and it could be such dire straits situations for players who dearly need some help.
And Jerry, it's not just a question of fairness, it's a question of compassion. But the money is out there. The average 10-year player in the NFL, when he retires and can collect his pension, gets $24,000 versus $175,000 for baseball players that have played 10 years. And maybe the economics of the game are different, but tell me, what can we do today to make sure that there is more justice, fairness, and, as I said, dignity for former players?
Nick, I've established an auction that has started this morning at 11 o'clock. I have a website, jerrykramer.com. where you can log on and make a cash donation of a few bucks, or you can go to the website and bid on items like Mike Ditka's championship ring from his NFC ring. Willie donated a beautiful picture of Willie Davis and Reggie White, nice big framed picture that's signed by both Willie and Reggie.
I think I want that one.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece. Joe DeLaMalier gave us his gold bracelets that O.J. gave the line when he set a rushing record. We've got a ton of items there, and we're trying to help out some guys. These are not guys that are, you know, that are living in a normal situation and just hard up. These are guys who are homeless, who are in the hospitals, who are having a really difficult time. And we can't impact the whole structure. We can help a few guys for a short period of time, but the Players Association and the league needs to step up at some point and take care of this problem. But in the meantime, tomorrow, I've got a boy in Dallas in the hospital with pneumonia, a good friend, played with the Packers for a number of years. We got a lot of guys that need help right now, so you can go on to jerrykramer.com and make a donation or check out the auction. Auction's going to be going for about 11 days from this point forward. We've got a wonderful Steiner Sports of New York, a major sports house, is donating time and money and services, and has been a wonderful help in this thing. So we've got quite a program going here, and hopefully we can do it for the next 3 or 4 years.
Nick, make sure that Jerry Kramer includes his wonderful donation of, Jerry lost his ring, and he got a replacement ring. Well, the replacement ring, he decided to auction it off, and it will be a big part of whatever, in the final analysis, we're able to raise as money.
That's an amazing thing. And if you go to the jerrykramer.com, you've got Dwight Clark has a signed football, Mike Ditka's 1975 NFC Championship ring, Lem Barney's autographed helmet. You've got all sorts of things. I'm donating stuff. I want that Reggie White and Willie Davis picture. I'm gonna bid on that one. I hope you do too, who's ever listening, because we take for granted what happened to these players. And for any of you, you're going to go there too. We're all going to get older. And to celebrate our heroes, not just when they can do something for us on the Redskins or on the Packers or the Chiefs, but to celebrate them now. To me, we have an obligation to do that. Jerry, in our last minute, what would be the final message you can give? We've talked about this before. We'll do this again. But what's the most important message down there in Miami you want to give everybody?
Well, I think that these guys feel like they're abandoned, Nick. They're out there, and like I say, they're homeless, and their medical bills have piled up, and they're financially distressed, and no one seems to care. And we are trying to let know that somebody cares. And the fans that enjoyed any of the games at any time, it would really be nice to let the guys know that you care and you can help out a little bit. So I encourage you to make a donation and get involved with this process. We're going to try to conduct this auction for the next 5 years, and we're working on some other things we can do to help out. But everyone can get involved, and every nickel, every dime is appreciated. So,
hey, Jerry, I'm going to make a donation right now. An orthotics company I'm beginning to work with, and we'll talk about this in the future. We'll donate right off the bat 100 free pairs of orthotics to former players as a way to support them as they are walking through their futures into a life that ends, as we said, with grace and dignity. But thanks so much for joining us today. Bless both of you, and let's work together to make this a much better reality for former players.
Nick, thanks so much. It's people like you that care. It makes a big difference with the situation.
Thanks, Nick.
Absolutely. Appreciate Willie Davis, Hall of Famer, Jerry Kramer. Love you, man. Love both of you.
All
take
right,
care.
Thank you. Love you.
We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz47.com. That's homebiz, the number 47.com. Order your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring out of corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full time. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz47.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to homebiz, the number 47.com. That's homebiz47.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
Call 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639 for Golf Digest.
That's another stroke penalty, two-shot penalty for hitting yourself with a golf ball. And then it bopped down the bunker, buried again, he had to blast out fire, and he kept whistling. That would have been me. I would have taken that golf cart and thrown it into the lake.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
I want to thank Jerry Kramer, Willie Davis, two Hall of Famers, guys that are putting it out for former players. And that was an interesting quote from a guy named Gary McCord. Gary, have you thrown or driven your cart into the lake lately?
I did that 100 years ago when I was up playing this golf course called Quail Lake. And we were in a tournament, and a guy named Les Peterson and I used to play the tour. We were chasing a roadrunner. And the roadrunner got going real fast down the hill, and he turned at the lake, and we couldn't turn, and our golf cart and our clubs, and And then we had to pay for the cart because we ruined the cart. So it wasn't a good day. But yes, I have driven a cart into a lake.
Hey, you know, why am I not surprised that you, compadre, did something like that?
Well, I wasn't even driving. I was trying to catch the...
You might have been drinking, though.
No, I wasn't even. It was a tournament. I mean, we were actually playing
sure.
for something. And I'm leaning out the cart trying to grab the roadrunner like I thought I could catch the damn roadrunner. Anyway,
brilliant. Just brilliant.
Thank
hey,
you.
Listen, before we get to Protege Sports, we asked Dick Vermeil yesterday about the role of the underdog, and I wanted your comment on what he had to say. Here he is.
I think in the Super Bowl, I don't think it's as much a factor. You know, it's a one-game series, and there's no such thing as a team not being mentally prepared to play. You know, no one gains an advantage. No one's playing at home, you know, and there'll probably be more Chicago Bear fans because there are more people in Chicago, you know. But it's still a road game for both teams, and I just think more often than not, the team that makes the fewest mistakes doesn't turn the ball over, you know, or the team that takes it away, forces the turnover, will win the football game.
So what do you think about that? Have there been times when you felt you've played better when you convinced yourself that you were the underdog?
Well, I think, I mean, in golf right now, everybody's the underdog other than Tiger. So that's kind of a moot point now. I mean,
that's
you
true.
Go into a tournament, you're not thinking you're the best player out there. You're an idiot if you think you are. And you're living in some sort of utopia that... I would love to live in, but no, everybody's the underdog in golf, so I don't think that has any bearing on golf. I agree with him 100% in football that, you know, everything's even now in South Beach, and, you know, let them play.
And, you know, sometimes emotion can really help you in football, and in golf sometimes that can take away from your play.
Well, yeah, golf, it's the same old cliche. What we try to do is you think about what you're doing right now, what you did 2 seconds ago doesn't matter, and you surely want to get ahead of yourself and start thinking about your speech in the winner's circle. That's a death knell there. So you just try to stay what you're doing at every shot, you know, the way you're supposed to, visualize it, and same old stuff. I'm not adding anything anybody doesn't know. And that's kind of how you got to do it. It's simple, but it's hard to do.
Gary, we're launching this company together with Peter Kostas and Kevin Young, who's great baseball players with me right now, called Protege Sports, and we want to make sure that people know that you go to protegesportsinc.com and you can tap into, you can be linked directly with some of the great coaches and players in the world in your sport and have them actually analyze, let's say, a shot of your 12-year-old son playing golf. What does that mean to you when you think back to how you had to learn the game?
Well, I think it's really cool because you know, we were doing that show this morning and talking to Kevin and yourself. I remember vividly, you know, growing up playing basketball and playing Little League and Pee Wee football and my dad trying to teach me all this stuff. And I'm arguing with him, well, no, they don't do that. They don't do this. And we really had no base of knowledge. You know, you're taking whoever managing that team that day has got their input. And, you know, he could be working at the 7-Eleven. I mean, he doesn't have any expertise at anything you're doing as far as sports. And this offers a unique situation where you can, you know, how do you play soccer? How do you free kick? What do you do? Well, there's no speculation anymore. You can get right on Protege, and you can contact our teachers on Protege, and you can get an answer. You can get an answer of, you know, how far your stride is when you're facing a guy that throws a lot of curveballs. I didn't know that. I still don't know that. But, you know, it's you know, the Internet. You can find out all this stuff. And with Protege now, click of a button, you can find out any sport, anything you want to know, and you can send in, you know, your swing, your stroke in baseball, your stroke on a, you know, a 15-foot jump or whatever, and have it analyzed by some of the best teachers in the world. This day and age where guys are getting rich playing sports and fathers are trying to put their kids into sports and have them do well, this is a can't miss.
I think it's also really important that there's a growing class system, if you will, with parents that are pushing their kids to try to get their athletic scholarships, giving them $5,000 a year in pro coaching, and others that get none of that, get no exposure to that. They get the biology teacher who tries to learn how to coach basketball. Kevin Young is with us now. Kevin played many years with the Pittsburgh Pirates, 13 years in Major League Baseball, and Kevin's a big part of this as well. Kevin, tell me, when you think about what impact this would have had on you and, of course, what it means to your son to have that kind of personalized coaching.
Well, Nick, I think the big thing was is just being able to have access to professionals at a young age like that. That would have made the world to me. I didn't learn how to actually throw a baseball until literally I was a professional in the minor leagues, actually how to hold it, throw it across the seams. And I just look back and I go, I'm teaching kids this at 6 years old now. For them to get the proper foundation to work with at that age, it just teaches them each year they grow, they already have the foundation that laid down for them, and they can just excel a lot quicker than most. And I think overall, I was thinking about this the other day, that we're going to end up creating a better ball player all across the board in the United States, really, just because guys are going to be able to have access at their fingertips, you know, as Gary was saying, to get the proper foundation done immediately, and it'll help them grow each step of their way.
You know, Gary, I think about having my brother, who was the college tennis captain, and having at the age of 7 and 8 him hit balls to me and learning the right way. By contrast, I learned how to play golf going to those celebrity tournaments, and my swing is only slightly better than Charles Barkley, so you can imagine how bad that one is. So that's pretty frightening. So tell us some more about who would you have wanted to have if you could connect 30 years ago. Let's just pretend that you're more than 25 years old. Who would you have wanted to connect? Who would you want? Would it have been Bobby Jones? Who would have been your idol that you could have connected with, had your swing analyzed over the internet?
Back then it would have been Hogan, who would never have done that. But Hogan would be the guy. But I would be kind of embarrassed to have Hogan watch my swing. I don't know if I would click on Ben Hogan. I would click on Byron Nelson. He's a very nice guy, very nice man.
And he'd be a lot nicer to you.
Yeah, he would tell me things I'd want to hear. Hogan would tell me things that I know, and I know I should get better, and probably can't. But it'd be guys of that ilk, yeah.
Hey, Gary, before we let you go, just give us a feeling about Peter Costas and yourself and the McCord Costas Learning Center in golf and what you guys are bringing to the table with Protégé Sports.
Well, we're trying to set down a foundation of that, we can get people to click on and send us their golf swings and ask us questions and so forth and so on, and try to continue the education of golf around the United States. And I think Protégé offers a unique situation that you can go take a picture off your telephone, basically, of your golf swing before you tee off, and we can have somebody there analyze it and get a 10-second fix anywhere in the world. That to me is amazing, absolutely amazing. I've seen the I have seen the software and the hardware, and it's amazing they can do that nowadays.
You just have to see it to believe it. Go to protegesportsinc.com. Final question. You're at the FBR Open there, and you've been taking some weeks off, and we've been sending some prayers your way with regard to what's going on with your heart. And you've got a big heart, brother. But give us a pick for this week's FBR and who you think is going to win.
Well, it's, long hitters have a great time here.
Of course.
And a lot of guys seem to play good here that live here. So I'm looking. Mark Calcavecchia is playing. He's come in 16th and 4th the last 2 weeks. He's won it 3 times. He's got the burner going right now. Another guy, Jeff Ogilvie. I think Jeff is going to play well here. He's long, he's straight, and he's ready to go. So let's take those two guys, and hopefully they'll make a cut now that I've put the kibosh on them.
Well, Gary, appreciate it, buddy. We appreciate all you do on CBS, and stay healthy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Kevin Young, for those parents that have kids in basketball and baseball and soccer and golf and football, what would you say to them about this opportunity to not have to spend $1 million a year to give their kids truly world-class, customized, personalized coaching? It's you have to go to see it. It's unbelievable.
I think the biggest thing, Nick, is that nowadays I watch my kid as he gets on the computer pretty much every day after he does his homework, and the things that they're able to pull up, the information that's able to be displayed throughout that, is just tremendous. And with this, when it comes to sports, obviously getting out and playing is a big thing for all kids to do, but the best thing to do is learn how to play your sport in particular. I mean, you have to actually, like I said, have a good foundation, and hopefully we can get those kids to get out there and be a part of it. Parents, I'll just tell you right now, getting your kids the right education is always important, and it goes the same for in sports too, so I look forward to it.
Kevin Young, we appreciate your being a big part of the Protégé Sports team, and of course we've got some great soccer pros. We'll talk about that in the next weeks and months, but Kevin, thanks for joining us, and thanks to Gary McCord, and we'll be seeing you in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Nick. It was good being here.
We'll be right back on Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite with Seth Joyner talking about the NFL and the Super Bowl, with Morton Anderson about the kicking side to the Super Bowl. Talk about guys you'd want to have coach your kids. And our friend Rick Goslin for the Dallas Morning News about the latest gossip, the latest facts in Miami at the Super Bowl. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt. Call Financial Freedom of America now at 800-768-9617. That's toll free, 800-768-9617. Call now for your free consultation, 800-768-9617.
Hi, this is the 2Gs. I'm Gary. He's Graham.
Where we come from, the football is round.
90 minutes, 22 players, millions of fans around the world getting their fix each week. Get yours. Listen to the 2Gs.
Real talk, real fans, real football. www.the2gs.com. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sirius Channel 122 and the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
800-878-7529. You know, you ever wonder what it would be like to be hit by a Brian Urlacher? Well, another guy, one of the rare people like Brian Urlacher at linebacker that could do it all was a guy named Seth Joyner, who could pound the quarterback, could cover, was fast enough to cover wide receiver and other positions, and really knows the complete essence of the game. By the way, he's going to be an essence of, we hope, Protégé Sports in the future as well. Seth, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nick, how you doing today?
Good. Listen, we talked to Jared Bell yesterday. I wanted your comment on this, what he had to say about what people might misperceive as a Chicago Bears offense that doesn't have versatility. Here's Jared Bell from USA Today.
And I think the thing that the Bears offer is they've got some versatility in the ways they can produce points. I mean, it's not just on Rex Grossman and the offense. They've got Devin Hester, who's going to have a huge impact in this game one way or the other. Even if he doesn't have any returns and they're trying to kick the ball away and they shank some punts or whatever, you know, Devin Hester is a factor in this thing. And then the Bears' defense and their propensity to take the ball away can give you field position or points as well. So I think that's what can equalize it for the Chicago Bears.
Now that we've had another week to think about this, Seth, how do you see this game going, and what about the Chicago Bears? People, you know, we talked earlier about underdogs. Do you think it helps them?
I definitely think it works in their favor. I'm just of the belief that any time that the whole world is predicting that one team is going to just run away with this thing, more times than likely, the other team is the one that wins, because that team gets really motivated. And I really like his key points about Chicago's offense and their ability to score in many, many different facets. And he's 100% correct. You know, most teams, they're only going to put points on the board via their offense. You know, when you look at the Chicago team, they probably scored more defensive touchdowns this year than probably any defense in the league. And, and Mr. Hester with, you know, his six returns, you know, his six record returns this year on the special teams.
Unbelievable.
Something else.
And you worry about it when you see that the Patriots were able to get an 80-yard kickoff return, even when Vinatieri kicked 2 or 3 yards deep into the end zone. What about Desmond Clark and what he brings to that Chicago offense by creating space in the middle? What would you do as a linebacker to monitor him?
Well, the thing about Chicago, they do a good job with their tight end. I think they're going to be somewhat challenged because of the way that Indianapolis runs their defense. They'll basically run all three linebackers off the ball, and then when they bring Bob Sanders down in the box, you know, based upon formation and what Chicago's tendencies are, they'll move him either weak side or strong side. Anytime they move him strong side, you can best believe that he's going to be on the tight end and man coverage. They might even have a bracket on him. But I think they're going to have to take their shots and try to make some opportunities. Anytime you get both safeties, you know, Bob Sanders is back in his halves coverage, I think that's their time to, you know, go hard play action and attack the middle of the field and use Desmond Clark, you know, because he's a huge target. He could be a big asset to Rex Grossman.
Likewise, on the other side, Dick Vermeil yesterday was saying that Dallas Clark may even have the edge because he's only about 235. He's very agile. Most of the time, the Colts line up with three wide receivers, one tight end. They spread the field out. Who has the edge there between Dallas and Desmond Clark?
Well, I think, you know, they pose some different problems to defenses. I think Desmond Clark is a more well-rounded tight end from the standpoint that he blocks well. He's a big body. You know, he's not going to hurt you up the seam the way that that Dallas Clark can, but, you know, he can catch some balls. Dallas Clark, on the other hand, you know, I kind of equate him to a Jay Novacek type. You know, I played a lot of years against Jay Novacek, and it's almost like playing against a bigger wide receiver. Just good agility, ran good routes, great hands. And the most important thing, you know, when you're dealing with guys like that is you have to get a hit on those guys at the line of scrimmage. I think you have to give Indianapolis a lot of credit because in that AFC championship game, basically, New England said, you're not going to beat us with your wide receiver. And they didn't figure out until the second half that they could have Dallas Clark, just about anywhere on the field that they wanted him because they were so
anywhere
that they wanted him because they were so intent on making sure that they had their safeties deep enough and that they had enough width to make sure that they weren't going to give up the big play. And then it was almost like magic. You know, all of a sudden they came out at halftime and said, well, if they're taking away our wideouts, that means we can get the tight end up the seam. That means, you know, we can get our backs with checkdowns and hit those guys on the weak side with seam routes. And that's exactly what they did. I mean, a huge day for Dallas Clark, you know, 6 receptions, 123 yards, and a touchdown in that game. And most of that coming, almost all of it coming in the second half.
Well, most people are saying that even if Indianapolis wins, it's going to be a close one. And joining us now is arguably the greatest kicker in the history of the game. You know, I'd like to say I wasn't so bad either, but Morton Anderson, my gosh, 20 for 23 field goals at the age of 46! Unbelievable!
A lot of fun, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
And one of your misses was dead on from 52. You had one blocked. It really wasn't, I don't know if it was really your fault. I mean, one of your best years ever. Morton, you know Adam Vinatieri. We've had him on the show. Seth Joyner's joining us right now. We're talking about a close game. Robbie Gould's got to be full of confidence after that 49-yard game-winning field goal a few weeks ago. Tell us about how important the mental approach to the kicking game is as you're getting ready for that Super Bowl. You've played in one. Tell us what it's like.
Yeah, I played in one in 99 against Denver Elwich last year, and I didn't do a real good job of preparing myself. It was the stage was so big that we also had 2 weeks between the championship game and the Super Bowl that there were a lot of
hard.
There were a lot of time, you know, a lot of time to read the headlines, and of course we had a couple of off the field incidents that you might recall that we don't need to go into the details of that was distracting to the team, I think, but from a preparation standpoint, boy, the team that can just keep it as normal as possible, and that sounds almost like hypocrisy because it's impossible down there in Miami. I mean, with all the parties and all that, all the media attention, but the team that can keep it as normal as possible probably be the best ready to roll on Sunday.
Morton, how about the fact that they're all the quarterbacks are cooing about how they can rub their own balls in, so to speak. They can get the footballs just the way they want them on, you know, Manning's all excited, Grossman's all excited because there's no competitive edge. And then the poor kickers, all you have to do is remember what happened with Tony Romo a few weeks ago. The kicking balls are barely touched. They're slippery. What kind of an edge does that bring to certain teams?
Well, I think it's a good rule. I mean, and let's not forget that kickers had their way with the football for many years.
I love it.
We didn't get caught, but you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I think it's a good rule that the quarterbacks, because they're the ones touching the ball the most defensively, and so that's a good rule. And
but isn't that ball more slippery?
I mean, it is a little bit, you know, as far as kicking the ball, you mean?
It's more for Tony Romo to catch the ball. The same thing with Carson Palmer
getting
the touchdown, and suddenly they fumble it for Cincinnati at Denver, the last game of the season.
Yeah. I was never a big fan of the starting quarterback being the holder anyway, because he doesn't have time to practice with the field goal unit anyway. I think having a punter or a backup quarterback would be a much better situation.
Well, buddy, before we let you go, just give us your own prediction on this game. Do you think that Adam has a chance to become the first kicker in history to kick game-winning field goals with two different teams?
He certainly does. I don't think it'll be that close, personally. I think offensively, I think the Colts have a little bit too much firepower. I do think the X factor for Chicago is Hester. I think he's a very dangerous return guy. If he puts a couple up on the board, I think Chicago could win it. But I'm picking the Colts. I'll be down there for Danish television. I'm looking forward to it.
What's it like with Danish television? But one last question here. What's it like with Danish television? How much do you have to spend your time? I'm assuming that your Danish is still absolutely fluent. How much time do you have to spend just explaining the game itself?
No, we're beyond that now. I mean, you have a hardcore group in Denmark now watching this game. Remember, it's 6 hours later there, so when the game goes on at 6:25 or whenever we kick it off on Sunday, it's after midnight, so the partying is on and rolling up in Copenhagen and all over Denmark. But you got hardcore fans; they know the rules, they know the game, and so we can get pretty detailed with it. But it is Danish. We get the feed up, of course, from the American feed, so we have to figure out what's being explained there and then make sense of it. But it's pretty fun.
Well, thanks for joining us, brother. You're a Hall of Famer in my book.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Morton.
Bye.
Seth Joyner, let's get back before we get joined, hopefully by Rick Goslin in a minute for the Dallas Morning News. As you listen to the different things going on in Miami, what is beginning to be the big distinction between the two teams? We talked about the underdog factor. Many people say that this is also just the fact that it's Manning's time, that may be the edge itself and the confidence brimming from what he did in the last game. How do you see it?
I don't know. You know, I look at the whole Manning thing, and I think there's so much emphasis put on, you know, him playing well and winning this game, because this is going to be the game that defines him and cements his name, you know, in football lore greatness. He hasn't played well under pressure situations, you know, Nick. I have to go back and look at how he played throughout the entire playoffs. For all intents and purposes, he played one good half of football in three games in the playoffs. Two touchdowns and six interceptions. That's very un-Manning-like. In the first half, New England was able to get tremendous pressure on him, really just had him confused. And they were coming with some different blitzes and some different things and whatnot. When you look at the Chicago defense, they have the ability to get on him. If they can get the run under control, they have the ability to get on him with just the four guys that they have up front. And I'm just of the mindset and of the belief that, you know, that I still think the way that you beat Indianapolis, the way that you beat Peyton Manning, is you put constant pressure on him all the time. You don't allow him to sit in the pocket and pick and choose who he wants to throw that ball to. And I think the Chicago defense has enough pass rush. They've got enough pass rushers. They've got enough different schemes that they can create that pressure.
Here's Dick Vermeil talking about Rex Grossman and whether talent is more important than experience in this kind of game.
I don't think he'll be the guy that wins the game, but he could be the guy that loses the game. He's the kind of quarterback right now in his career that you win along with. And sometimes you have to win in spite of him.
What do you think about this? Has this been the most unfair, shall we say, negative campaign against one quarterback you've ever seen?
Well, I think it is, and I think what is beginning to do is motivate this young kid more than anything, because everybody's talking about him being the Achilles heel of this Chicago Bears, you know, team. In actuality, you know, his numbers aren't stellar, but if you go back and look at the two playoff games that he's played, you know, his numbers and his ratings are probably better than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady's, because all they asked him to do is manage the game. Let's face it, this team is built on defense and Devin Hester's ability to give the offense good field position and opportunities to either turn, you know, his returns into 6 points or turn them into 3 points. Okay, so all he has to do is manage the game. Just as long as he doesn't turn it over, they're fine. And Nick, before we go to break, let me just give you this one stat. Do you know anytime that he turns the ball over two times or less, they always win all season long? If he's thrown two interceptions or less, they've won every single game that they've played this year.
Yeah, well, they also had a weak schedule. We'll talk about that, though, about who he really thinks is going to win. I believe Devin Hester could be that kind of edge as well. When we come back, listen to the insight from Seth Joyner, All-Pro linebacker, on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
Available now from Doubleday Books, Real Baseball, Baseball's Golden Era, The Way America Witnessed It, In the Movie Newsreels. Author Les Krantz brings a celebration of the golden age of baseball through the movie house newsreels that once presented the game's great plays and players to fans across the country. Real Baseball is an enchanting look back at baseball from 1932 to 1965. This handsomely illustrated volume, with a foreword by Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra, traces the seminal role of newsreels in making baseball the national pastime before television brought the game into houses across America. This book also includes a one-hour DVD that features the most thrilling moments from original newsreels hosted by baseball great Joe Garagiola. Stay tuned to Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network for your chance to win a copy of Real Baseball by Les Krantz from Doubleday. Available now wherever books are sold.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, because chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. Here's the number, 1-800-471-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now, 1-800-471-TERM, 1-800-471-TERM. That's 1-800-471-TERM. Call now.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-GO-WIN. Oh, and there's a bonus. If you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
Welcome back. I want to thank Green Bay Packer legends Willie Davis, Jerry Kramer. I want to thank CBS Golf's Gary McCord, Kevin Young, and, of course, Seth Jordan, and also our friend Morton Anderson. Seth, here's our friend Dick Vermeil on his prediction.
I'm not a predictor of a score. I really don't. You know, I think Indianapolis will beat them, yeah, because I think the game, both teams will play well enough that it could come down to some superstar making the difference. And if you're going to look for a superstar to make the difference, it's usually easier for the running back to do it than it, I mean the quarterback to do it than it is a running back or a wide receiver. And you'd have to say that Indianapolis quarterback is capable of being a superstar game.
So he's saying that the key superstar will be a Manny. What if it's a Devin Hester? What's your prediction?
Well, I don't know if I entirely believe that. I mean, surely the quarterback is the guy that has the ball. You know, he starts, every play starts in his hands. I just am not convinced quite yet that Peyton Manning has, you know, showed that he can actually win that big game, the one that really, really matters. And I mean, you'll say, well, you know, they came back from, they scored 35 points, you know, in the second half last week. You know, sure they did, you know, but he took what the defense gave him. They adjusted their protections and things of that nature. I think with a two-month window to have to battle a finesse-style offense, I certainly think that you can come up with, you know, more than a few ways to throw them off their game. And I'm just still of the belief that defense wins championships. And anytime you put a strong defense like Chicago has up against, you know, a finesse-style offense where they're going to hit them in the mouth every time and hit them in the mouth again, I like the defensive chances a heck of a lot better than that offense.
Bottom line, it can go anyway. Well, Seth Joyner, thanks for joining us, my friend.
All right, Nick.
We'll talk about it next week, I guess. We'll know then. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Seth. I want to thank again Willie Davis, Jerry Kramer, Gary McCord, Morton Anderson, and more. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights. HeadGamesRadio.com, one of the better websites you'll ever see. Tomorrow's show is going to be Sir Charles Barkley and Dan Reeves on the Super Bowl and more. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again.